Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recorded from locations that are not 30 Rockefeller Plaza, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. Late Night is on hiatus this week, but on the podcast, you'll hear some selections from our shows recorded remotely over the last few weeks. Today, hear Seth's conversation with Hollywood legend and activist Jane Fonda. But first, Amber Ruffin has a minute of fury.
Last week, during a coronavirus task force briefing at the White House, the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams revealed that the coronavirus is disproportionately affecting Black and Hispanic Americans. And to fix that, Adams said people of color need to, quote, step up and take responsibility for keeping themselves healthy. He added, we need you to do this, if not for yourself, then for your abuela, do it for your granddaddy, do it for your big mama, do it for your pop-pop. Here with more on that is one of our writers, Amber Ruffin, with a segment called Amber's Minute of Fury.
You did not just get up in front of your little white friends and blame the spread of the coronavirus on minorities. Damn. There is nothing this administration won't blame on people of color. I'm surprised they didn't give a press conference on Easter to point out the fact that the worst jelly beans are the black ones. Now, I could see this type of thing coming from a member of Trump's staff, but I did not see it coming from a Jerome, a Chad, a Tyler maybe, but a Jerome? You friggin' idiot. You are parroting classic right-wing talking points. If Billboard had a chart for racist talking points, minorities just don't take care of themselves would be number two, right after never talk about the real root of the problem, systemic racism. Y'all, this man went on national television, flanked by the world's most famous racists, and tried to get minorities to stop the spread by saying, do it for your abuela, do it for Big Mama. Now, when he was talking to white people about it, did he say do it for Peepaw? Did he say do it for gam-gams? No, because you can talk to white people regular, but when you talk to minorities, you have to do an impersonation or we can't understand you. And reporters are like, black people are getting sicker than white people. Anyway, on to sports, but you can't do that because there are no sports anymore. But also, if you want to point out a disparity like that, you have to say what caused it. It's redlining, it's doctor bias, it's systemic racism. And if you don't know what those things mean, it's probably also you. America is set up specifically to do this to black people. Bad things always affect black people worse, and Americans always act like it's black people's fault. If Nancy Kerrigan was black, people would have been like, well, why were you in that pipe's way? Also, if you're gonna hang out in this rink, you need to buy something. Bad things always affect us disproportionately, except sunburns. Now, if it was only black people who got sunburns, sunblock would not exist. Well, it would, but you wouldn't be able to get it at, like, Walgreens. You'd only be able to get it at, like, a Lee's Beauty Supply, which is fine because I was going there anyway. Now, the coronavirus is affecting black people disproportionately. That is a fact, but here's the thing, Jerome. You can't run around saying that fact out loud because we want the government to fix it. And if you tell Americans it mostly affects black people, folks will be outside in a big pile, French kissing strangers tomorrow. No one would care. You need to tell people this coronavirus only affects old white men and white children. That's how you get people to care. We should be calling this the J. Crew virus. The J. Crew virus? Is it serious? Well, you can only get it if you've been in a J. Crew the past year. The past year? I go every day. They're my emergency contact. Now, here's the deal. When you have a job that allows you to work from home, you can stay home. It just so happens that the jobs that have been deemed essential, healthcare providers, bus drivers, subway operators, food delivery people, a lot of these jobs are done by Black people, and that's messed up in several ways, but I'll just say this. Minorities are dying so people can eat Domino's pizza in their pajamas. That's effed up. In part because Pizza Hut is infinitely better. I'm right, and I don't have time to argue with you about it. People are dying. Now, I'm working from home, but almost every Black person I know is at work right now talking about how spoiled I am. And they're right. But really, there's a lot of Black and brown people I love who have been at work every day since this thing started. And real talk, I am losing sleep terrified for them. I want to come on the show doing a silly sketch where I'm dressed as a donut talking about Amber ate my family. But instead, I gotta be doing this because I'm a human being and I live in this world and I wanna, in some tiny way, try and undo the danger you put us all in when you talk like a friggin' idiot on national television. This has been Amber's Minute of Fury.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Our next guest tonight is legendary actress and activist. Welcome back to the show, Jane Fonda, everybody. Hello.
Hi, Seth. It's good to be here, there.
It's good to be anywhere right now, right? Anywhere. So last time you were on our show, you brought your dog. Is your dog enjoying having so much time with you?
Absolutely ecstatic. Although she's urinating in places we're used to. I don't know what it means.
We're having that problem as well. So I want to ask about this thing you started. It has taken off. And are you surprised by the amount of support it's gotten?
Yeah, when we started, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. Having a rally every Friday with experts and scientists and celebrities that would be followed by civil disobedience and risking arrest. Who knew? Well, it turned out that a lot of people seem to be waiting for an opportunity to take the next step, to put their bodies on the line. And people came from all around the country. Many came two or three times. And 17,000 people have signed up to do Fire Drill Fridays locally where they live. And, you know, there was such momentum when this terrible COVID pandemic hit, we decided to continue just the way you are, doing Fire Drill Fridays virtually.
So you obviously have been an activist for most of your life, and there's a lot to be pessimistic about, clearly with the environment, but are you optimistic about how this younger generation seems to be taking up the cause?
This is a horrific experience that we're going through, and the suffering and devastation is mind-boggling. What is positive is seeing the human capacity to really change our behaviors profoundly. Who knew that we could do that? And but maybe to answer your question more specifically, I didn't really realize until we started doing Fire Drill Fridays that the climate crisis affects young people differently. It's their future. They had nothing to do with causing this to happen. It's the fossil fuel industry decades before they were even born. But this is their future. And so many of them literally don't know if they are going to have a livable future. And they are grieving and they are angry, but they have stepped up all around the world by the tens of millions and woken us all up. And they're the ones that inspired me, Greta Thunberg and all the other young people, whether they're the indigenous youth from Standing Rock, the people from all over, the young people from all over the world. And really this Earth Day, April 22nd, 23rd, 24th, they're taking 3 days to kind of expose people to the climate crisis and what we have to do to address it and how urgent the situation is. We have 10 years to cut our fossil fuel emissions in half. And it's going to be quite an extraordinary thing. And there are going to be very specific things we can do. And I will be, and Fire Drill Friday will be participating, I'm proud to say, with them. It's going to be a fascinating time. Very interesting to see at a time when usually millions of people would be filling the streets. What do we do now that we're isolated at home? But I think it's going to be very exciting.
You had to, like all of us, adapt to new technologies in the middle of this. You've been doing a lot of Zoom. Is that safe to say?
I have to just laugh. You know, I'm heading into 83 years old, and I have learned how to do all these technical things that I never knew before. And I feel very proud that I knew it and feel pretty comfortable doing it.
I'm very impressed because something that you've also adapted to that I have still never even tried is TikTok. You are now on TikTok, Jane Fonda.
I didn't even know what it was, but we want to try to bring in young people into the climate movement, even more so into Fire Drill Fridays in particular. And so, I figured, well, TikTok is a good way to reach out. And so I did a little TikTok video, and I'm going to work on another one this weekend, actually.
I thought it was adorable that in your TikTok video, that was sort of a throwback to the famous Jane Fonda workouts, you did put in, and we'll show a still here, you did advise people that they might want to Google you. And I thought that was a helpful tip to young people who might not fully be up to speed on it.
Yeah, and we got a wonderful response from it. Yeah. But just to go back, the COVID crisis has a lot in common with the climate crisis. It requires listening to the scientists, listening to experts, being prepared, and having a strong central government, and being kind and generous with each other. This is true for the pandemic and for the climate crisis. The pandemic will end, the climate crisis won't. And one of the things that we have to try with every ounce of our being is making sure that the transition, as we try to transition out of this terrible economic and health crisis that we're facing, that we do so taking the climate crisis into consideration at the same time. We don't have the luxury of solving the climate crisis and the coronavirus crisis at the same time. For example, the fossil fuel industry has got a back door into the Oval Office, and they're trying to make sure that they get billions of dollars in bailout. Well, they're a dying industry that's killing us and killing the planet, and we have to be sure that the sustainable clean energy gets bailouts. So that when we come out of this crisis, workers will be taken care of, small businesses, and the clean, renewable energy future that we have to move into. The age of fossil fuel is over, and everyone but those CEOs and the Trump administration know it. And we have to make sure that we don't lock ourselves into more fossil fuels going forward.
We're so grateful that you are bring enthusiasm to a whole new generation of people to face this crisis. I do want to close by asking, I mentioned the Jane Fonda workouts. I think a lot of people have very big plans every day they wake up during a quarantine to exercise and then sometimes don't get around to it. Any tips from Jane Fonda as a how to just start that workout that'll be so much better for both your physical and mental health?
Well, the more you can walk, put on a mask and go outside and walk, keeping a healthy distance between people, walk around your house, doing wall squats. When I was in jail in D.C., I could still do my wall squats.
Just to hear you say that when you were in jail, you could still do your wall squats, I don't think there's anything better to hear than that.
And I just want to say, if people want to join us, and I hope they do, you can text Jane to 877-877, or you can go to firedrillfriday.com/volunteers. We need volunteers to help us as we move forward. There's a lot of work to do.
Thank you so much, Jane. We really appreciate you making the time, and thanks for everything you do. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we will hopefully see you back in the studio next time.
Thanks for having me, Seth.
All right. Bye, Jane.
Stay safe.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.